Imagine you are reading or listening to an American news story. Perhaps it is a health and lifestyle story.
Diabetes is a serious chronic disease on the rise around the world. Over time, diabetes can damage the heart, blood vessels, eyes, kidneys, and nerves.
Some of the nouns might seem like they could be plural, but they are not. For example, why does the story say diabetes is? Today, we will explore that very question. Specifically, we will explore subject-verb agreement in the news.
Subject-verb agreement means that a sentence's subject and verb agree in number. Here is an example.
My friends like to travel.
The subject, my friends, is plural. Therefore, the verb is plural as well. If the sentence were about one friend, it would be different.
My friend likes to travel.
This is the basic idea of subject-verb agreement. However, when you are reading or listening to English language news, you might hear some strange cases of subject-verb agreement. The news, in fact, is full of strange cases of subject-verb agreement, as we will see.
English speakers often make nouns plural when they add an S to the end of the word. For example, cat becomes cats, dog becomes dogs, house becomes houses. But English speakers do not always consider nouns that end in S to be plural. In fact, we gave you an example just a short time ago.
The news, in fact, is full of strange cases of subject-verb agreement.
English speakers use news with a singular verb.
Some common terms in the news might seem to have unusual subject-verb agreement. You might find these terms in stories about international politics, for example. These terms are often proper nouns. Although they have an S ending, they are singular. Here is one such example.
The Philippines has become the second country to voice displeasure over the film Abominable.
Here, the speaker uses a singular verb structure, has become. English speakers also use a singular verb with another country, the United States. So, you might read a news story that says, "The United States is going to increase tariffs on certain goods." Or, "The Philippines is planning to export more products next year." When English speakers refer to the Philippines or the United States with a pronoun, they use it, a singular pronoun. Some organizations also take singular verbs. The United Nations is probably the most famous example.
Health and lifestyle stories also have confusing cases of subject-verb agreement. Many common illnesses take singular verbs. Diabetes is one example we noted earlier.
Diabetes is a serious chronic disease on the rise around the world. Over time, diabetes can damage the heart, blood vessels, eyes, kidneys, and nerves.
Measles is another example.
Measles makes people very sick, and it is especially dangerous for young children. It can lead to other health problems, such as pneumonia or encephalitis.
You might also read about rabies, rickets, shingles, and mumps. All of those illnesses usually take singular verbs.
The next time you are reading the news, pay close attention to subject-verb agreement. Ask yourself the following question. Does the sentence have normal subject-verb agreement? If not, what might explain the sentence's unusual subject-verb agreement? Asking yourself these kinds of questions will help you learn patterns. By learning these patterns, you can improve your reading and writing skills. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm John Russell.